The plan unveiled in press conferences yesterday called for the Menominee Tribe and Hard Rock International to cover the state's share of $220 million in bonding for a Bucks arena in exchange for Walker approving the Kenosha Casino. A top Walker aide rejected the plan almost immediately. That angered some of the Southeast Wisconsin Republicans who were pulling for the casino. Racine GOP State Senator Van Wongard said he'd remember it as he decides whether to support state bonding for the Bucks.
It makes that decision a whole lot different decision on where I'm going to be in the yes or the no column.
Walker's Bucks Arena plan would use taxes from NBA player salaries to pay back $220 million in state bonds. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has said Walker's plan has zero chances of passing in its current form. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio. The plan unveiled yesterday called for the Menominee Tribe and Hard Rock International to cover the state's share of $220 million in bonding for a Bucks arena in exchange for Walker approving the Kenosha Casino. Walker Department of Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch rejected the proposal almost immediately. That could provide political cover for some conservative lawmakers who want the casino but don't want state government to finance a professional sports arena. Hipsch says that presumes this latest casino offer was viable. He contends it was not.
If you don't like what the governor's put forth, that's fine. Discuss some other way of doing it, but don't then hang your hat on the fact that, oh, well, we could have gotten it from this. That just wasn't going to be the case.
Walker's Bucks Arena plan would use taxes on NBA player salaries to pay back $220 million in state bonds. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.